Hey, we're live, dude. People calling, catching up with texts and emails. Bub, good morning, everybody. We are coming to you live right here from inside the main build facility at Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, and we all know the master, Bubba. Good morning, Bub. How are we today?
Hey, man, doing really good so far. Just working away again.
How is everything, man?
It's really good, dude. Just working away.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com, where we ask you to visit our brand new online merchandise, clothing, cups, phone cases, the whole nine yards. It's right there, Bub. Go out there and check it out. Miss Outlaw Boutique, MS Outlaw Boutique. You'll find her on the web and on Facebook. The Outlaw is back. She arrived at what time, Bub?
Maybe like 1:30 in the morning?
Yes, I tried to call you at 1:30 to make sure you guys were safe and on the road and everything was good. You probably didn't hear my call.
No, I turned my phone off after 7 p.m.
Or you left the Outlaw at the airport. What did it happen?
No, I turned my phone off.
A lot of people don't know that Miss Outlaw is my daughter-in-law, and she's the greatest gal in the world. I'm very proud of her. She's back from Vegas, ladies and gentlemen, and she's out there purchasing the latest in Outlaw Boutique for you. The guys and the girls, it's a great place. Find her online. 561-660-6695. 1200 Town Center Drive, Bub, Suite 108. Go see the Outlaw today. All new merchandise is going to be arriving. Monkey in Paradise, monkeyinparadise.com. Monkey in Paradise is the two-time double gold winner out of San Francisco. And they remind you, Bub,
drink responsibly.
Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee event. We will be there August 27th. We are the headline feature, the rally team and race car set up with the tour bus. It'll all be out there 9 to 12 at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall. Right, Bub?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, you do see behind us here, this is the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics Stock Block EcoBoost Mustang. It is the only 600 horsepower Mustang in the world given this platform, and this is the car that will be on display in the Turbinetics booth, booth number 24125 during SEMA, Bub, and you are deep in this build. Watson Racing just outfitted this Turbinetics BM car with the four-point roll cage in the rear seat delete.
Can't even see it because the windows are so black.
That's correct. And ladies and gentlemen, this will be the last time you will be seeing this car before the SEMA unveil because of the very proprietary things that Bub has designed. So enjoy this episode, please. Bub, Sam, and the whole crew over at Extreme Dimensions came through with flying colors with the wide body kit. It arrived yesterday for the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics Mustang.
Yeah, man, so super excited for it. We've got a lot of work ahead of us between now and SEMA 17, which is just 2 months around the corner for us. This car has got to leave probably the second week into October, so it doesn't leave us much time left, but we've got a lot of stuff ready. All the products and sponsors and suppliers have already shipped their products, so we're either pending shipment or we're in progress currently building. Just yesterday, we received from Extreme Dimensions, Sam, the entire crew out there, the Duraflex Grid wide body kit for this car. This is an 8-piece kit. This literally adds 3 more inches of width to this car on either side. That's an additional 6 wide on this car overall. I'll tell you what, man, that is going to allow me to, and I'll tell you, this thing's going to be insane, dude. The width, the size of this thing, it's already running an 11-inch wide rear. It's got a 9-inch wide front now, so it's got a pretty nice wheel and tire combo on it. Pretty good for a pretty nice street strip setup now. But this thing, when we're done, American Racing is doing a set of wheels for this car. One-off design, 3-piece, custom color and powder coating and plating. This thing is going to be riding on a set of 20x11 fronts, 20x14 rears, on a set of Nitto tires. This thing is going to be absolutely insane. Something that no one else is going to have out there, because I'll tell you what, this is the very first set of wheels that's coming in this new product line from American Racing, and it wouldn't be possible without this Extreme Dimensions body kit to allow us to put this much fitment on this car.
A lot of things revolved around Sam Piazza and the whole crew out there at Extreme Dimensions getting this Duraflex body kit to you, Bub, and the reason why is you had to make sure this custom cut set of wheels and tires coming from Kenny over at American Racing was fitting straight on. Producer says we have a question. We'll be right with you, Mr. Producer. This particular setup, Bub, this is the world's only 600 horsepower stock block EcoBoost Mustang.
Yeah.
It is on display. You have a brand new turbocharger coming from Reggie at Turbinetics out there. By the way, the Monkey is on its way to Turbinetics. They requested 2 bottles of Monkey in Paradise. Alex from Monkey delivered it yesterday. Federal Express got it yesterday afternoon. They should be receiving it anytime today, Bub.
Yeah, man. So we have a lot of stuff coming. We have a lot of things in the works right now. We've got a lot of big names going at this car, dude, and it's starting to get really in the industry right now. There's a really strong
buzz.
This thing's coming.
Yep. Yep.
And I'll tell you what, man, it's going to be another industry first. You know, this is a 2017 straight from Ford to us from the dealership, and you know, we literally went full on this thing. We were just going to do this for fun at first, and it's taken on a life of its own with everybody throwing in all the product for this thing that's going to be for all these S550 owners out there, and that is everything from 2015 newer, especially when it comes to these EcoBoost platforms that, with all of the correct bolt-ons and the correct tuning software and the applications and product and all the comparable parts, you put these things together in terms of a bolt-on style package, and this car is literally laying down just at 600 horsepower at the rear tire, and I'll tell you what, man, that's almost not only unheard of on a four-cylinder without blowing the thing apart, but also, this thing is an absolute V8 supercharged killer, dude. It's an animal. The power-to-weight ratio is there. And when this thing is done, it's going to be, I mean, insane the way it's going to look. Everything you see now, pretty much take it and just scrap it. This thing is going to be totally night and day by the time you see it now versus when you see it in SEMA in the Turbonetics booth 24125 this SEMA.
One of the problems, Bub, you're concerned about is this vehicle being able to fit the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbonetics Mustang fitting inside the company touring trailer.
Oh, not a chance. Not a chance at all. So we're going to have, I think the way we're going to do it is we'll do our total fitment and you know, all of our full clearancing, because every time we do a SEMA build, we make sure they're not just a show rides. They don't go out on a trail, they get pushed in, and then that's it. They sit there, and they don't function. Everything that we do, when it goes out there, it's going to
drive.
If you want to take it out and run it on the freaking road course with Vaughn Gittin afterwards, go ahead and do it, man. It'll be that much fun. It'll be ready to go. But I will tell you, with this thing being an additional 6 inches wide, this car is already low and fat as it sits. Being another 6 wide, there's no chance at all that this thing's going to fit between the wheel wells and our enclosed trailer. So I think what I'm going to have to do is just leave these little dinkaroos on there for right now, just to squeeze it between those wheel wells. Even with that wide body on there, squeeze it right through because the clearance will taper as it goes down. And then once we get out there, we'll just pull the front rims and swap them. We'll be ready to go.
I know Bub, the World Rally Champion, ahead of the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Race and Rally Team, will be out there with us. And there is some talk about him then getting this out on the drift track during the SEMA show.
Hey, man, it might happen.
It may very well happen, huh?
Yep.
The wide body kit is very thick, Bub. I want to thank the guys over at Extreme Dimensions for such a nice, top-quality product. You were, up until the time you went to get the Outlaw at the airport last night, banging out emails, and we were going back and forth with the sponsors. Congratulations to Steeda. They've now stepped up and attached their name to the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbonetics Mustang as well. We have the biggest names in the world coming together because of your ability to design and execute something like this. Another industry first, which follows the Turbonetics SSX concept Camaro that you built as well.
Yeah, man, we had a really strong turnout with that car. You know, that went viral, dude. We had General Motors executives flying out to see that car in person. You know, it went from showroom to showroom, from dealership to dealership,
yep.
And just sat and did, you know, nothing more than roped off VIP displays and, you know, especially events and touring and SEMA and moving that car all around the world. It's, you know, that was a really fun one we did with Turbonetics the first time. This one is going to be absolutely insane, dude. The way this car already performs, hands down, is just, it's untouchable right now. And, you know, we've got a lot more to go. I mean, like I said, this thing's going to be night and day between now and SEMA this October, November. So it's going to be insane, man. We're looking forward to it. We had CPE reach out to us last night.
Let's talk a little bit about that. Who is CPE and why did they reach out to you?
It actually
came to us through Reggie at Turbonetics. They reached up to him because they had heard you were building this car.
Yeah, they have a so CPE is a company that's really well known in like the Ford industry. They have a lot of aftermarket components in terms of power adders, performance, a lot of billet aluminum one-off components, things that they design and R&D and build in-house. Then they can mass produce them. But they actually reached out to Reggie at Turbonetics, trying to find out, hey, listen, we know what's going on with this car. We know it's going to be in your booth. We know what the car is outfitted with now because, you know, everything under the hood of this car right now is all completely polished Mishimoto, and we had it all custom built and done for this application. But we're looking at changing this thing to move that bar from that 600 horsepower mark to CPE's capable of 750 plus with all the right add-ons. Now, at that point, I'm for sure going to have to pull this motor apart and go through it and do all forged internals, go completely to the next step. That won't be a true bolt-on application of that number, but very easily we'll be able to achieve a much higher number.
But Bub, one of the questions I have for you is,
yep,
when Reggie at Turbonetics came to you, the one thing he said is this has to be stock block. We want to drop this thing in, and we want it to be another world first.
And that's what the car is now. So as it's sitting right now, this is still, as it sits, this is nothing more than just like it's a do-it-yourself car. It truly is. If you've got the right set of skills and you've got the right set of tools, every part on this car was truly bolt-on. Everything from the Turbonetics turbocharger, which is now precision-based, You can take all of those components out of the box, you stick it on the car, down to the Stainless Works exhaust. It's just a 3-inch capless downpipe on it, you bolt it on. Everything comes with direct fit mounting and instructions, so you just bolt the stuff together. It goes right on this car to the Mishimoto products. The polished plating was different, but everything from the front mount intercooler to the blow-off valve to the blow-off valve solenoid bypass valve, I mean, everything that we've got going on this thing was truly taken out of the box, put it on the car, tune it, do the parameters and adjustments on it, fine-tune everything so it all worked together hand-in-hand, and that's where we're sitting right now, just at 597 foot-pounds of torque, 538 horsepower at the rear tire. That's pretty solid.
That's
on a stock
very, very
system
solid, man.
Without blowing the thing apart. Now, we've got a long way to go if we want to push this thing up to 700, 750, make an absolute animal out of this thing. That's when you start getting into the true, like, modifications. You're doing alternative fuel systems. You're doing alternative.
And an alternative fuel system means what?
Well, if you're doing, like, a meth system, a water meth system, or if you're running race fuels or a mix.
Is there a need for that when you get to those kinds of numbers?
There is in certain systems, yeah. Yeah, certain applications you need to step up and go with different fuel grades. This system typically maxes out right where we're sitting right now. Anywhere between that 500 to 600 mark, you're going to max out the stock fuel system, stock fuel injectors, the rail size, and that, like those components. CPE sells all of these billet fuel rails and aftermarket pieces, so you can add auxiliary fuel systems to it with multiple ports, and you can just add on whatever you want, whether it be the water meth, whether it be auxiliary fuel, and that's when you really start pushing those numbers all the way down to, you know, larger, bigger boards, stronger forged pistons, connecting rods, everything you need so that the lower end just doesn't
come apart on you.
Yeah, but I mean, if you build it right, of course, you can take this engine out and you could go through the entire thing, probably put 10 grand into the motor, and then you could have something that would easily lay down probably 800, 825, 850.
Nice.
Without even thinking about blowing it apart. But nice. That's not a bolt-on application.
No, it's not. And the idea was when Turbinetics said, you've done it before for us, come, you know, let's do it again.
Yeah,
it was
emissions
compliant. Yep. Shoot for number, the 600 market hasn't been done.
Yep.
You've been able to accomplish that. Bob, I want to talk a little bit about the Extreme Dimensions products. We can see here, these are a very, very thick, well-made product, Bob. This is the Duraflex body kit for the 2017 bodied S550 Mustangs. They are extremely solid. You can see the composition inside here. It's very, very clean. These guys over here did an amazing job. The quality is good. There's no dust from sitting on shelves. It's thick. It's durable. It doesn't flex. It doesn't bend. It's a beautiful product coming out of Extreme Dimensions with the Duraflex kits. But talk a little bit about the product line that Extreme Dimensions brings forward.
Yeah, so, you know, at Extreme Dimensions, there's everything you could possibly imagine. And this doesn't just stay in the Mustang or the Ford class or the
Correct.
S550 only class. This goes wide broadband. I'm talking BMWs, Mercedes-Benz, Fords, anything you could possibly imagine, even the Porsche stuff, our rally car stuff. You know, there's every possible component you can see at Extreme Dimensions for your vehicle. I mean, and I'm talking direct fit items like front fenders, rear quarter panels, front bumper, rear bumper, different deck lids and spoilers, trunks, all the way down to just straight plain blank sheets of carbon that are real carbon if you want to make maybe custom dashes, custom radio deletes, you know, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they sell all these pieces, everything from front splitters to anything you can imagine to do body styling and cues. It's all there at Extreme Dimensions. This kit, we opted to go with an 8-piece unit. So an 8-piece, it's going to be a flare on either fender, so 1, 2, and then also on the front bumpers, 3, 4. Same thing on the rear, you've got your quarter panels, 5, 6, and then going on the rear bumper as well, 7, 8. So you've got an 8-piece unit. This kit, I think, is up to 17 pieces. This grid kit is available, which is everything from, I mean, side rockers to the trunk, to the hood, to the front bumper. And that thing just looks like an absolute animal. But this car, we wanted to keep it a little bit more on that kind of sleek, stylish, bold and aggressive, but also very still, you know, in that Ford line. You know, wanted to keep it with this style front end that we did on this thing with all the true fiber components on it, all the carbon fiber on the front, side, hood, deck lid, interior. You know, there's a lot of components on this car that really just stand off and play well together. This was that final compliment. Once we do this wide body, then we do the wheels and tires, drop that Steeda coilover suspension on there. Right now it's sitting on a full iBot kit. We're going to upgrade to that next level, which is Steeda, and this thing's going to be insane, dude.
We're going to talk about the paint and body aspect of this in a minute, so everybody stay tuned with this. Mr. Producer, do you have a question over there?
He held something up.
Just like, you know, Sam was on with us.
Sam is on with us, and Sam is?
From
From Extreme Dimensions.
Okay, good. Well, Sam over
at Sam.
Hey, Sam, how are you? I thought you were talking about a different Sam. I knew the guys over at Extreme Dimensions were going to join us. Sam, great product here coming out of Extreme Dimensions. We're talking a little bit about that. It's an incredible product. Bub, are the paint and body side of this thing, mm-hmm. are you going to be doing the paint and body first and then assembling the car, or will you be doing putting the car together and then painting?
All right, so check it out. So here's the way that this process went. So very first thing was, in order for me to have, this is like a true step-by-step piece. So it's not just take a wide body out and bolt it on the side of the car and roll with the thing, right? So one, I'm not gonna ride around town like a douchebag for the next 6 weeks while I'm waiting for a set of wheels and tires. So we've already pulled every panel, we've mocked them up, we've put them on the car, and we've taken face of rim to the edge of the body itself, including the 3-inch flares. We've taken those measurements, we sent them off, so now our wheels are getting custom cut and built for this car, which is an additional 3 flat to the face, so it's perfect. It's exactly what I thought it would be from the research I had done at Extreme Dimensions, and I'll tell you what, man, the accuracy is within that amount. It's
when you say 3 flat to the face, what does that mean? 3 fingers like that?
Flat, yes,
to somebody
for sure. No. I'd do that any day. So what it is where this flare is going to be added to the car now. Right now I've got a set of, these are actually MHT wheels on the car, basic, amateur, just off-the-shelf wheels. You can get them anywhere you want to get them online, American Muscle, anything you can possibly imagine. They're off-the-shelf, stick them on the car and ride. Clean wheel, conservative, cheap price. But I had to, in order to set those as aggressive as I like, which is flush with the body line, not inset a little bit, I had to actually run 3/4-inch spacers in the front and 1/4-inch spacers in the rear, billet spacers, to push them out and be very aggressive. So I know that the offset setup of the wheel and tire I have now, plus including the spacer that's on that car, I know this fitment is exactly where I need it to be. So all I needed to do is mock this up to the car, measure the distance from the face of the rim now, since I already know it's perfect fitment going out to the edge of this new lip. That's exactly what I wanted to add, which is dead on 3 flat. So that's all the same research that I had done on Extreme Dimensions was dead on to that 3 mark number, and that's exactly what I needed.
And the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, you can call Bub and speak to us, 561-748-2926, for this kind of information, or I was emailing back and forth with Sam over there. Great customer service, impeccably quick, man. Somebody's with you within 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And I was asking Sam, had anybody given these dimensions before? The answer is no, it's never been done before.
Mm-hmm.
This is a first. So, Bub, we'll hold this up over here.
That one's going to be
let me see which one is. Is this the correct one for it, Bub? Let's hold this up for everybody, Bub, and we will see that. Hello, Mr. Davies. We will see that this is the actual, ladies and gentlemen, fender setup right here. And this is what Bub is referring to when he says 3 flat to the face. It will bring this wheel out to the edge of this new extended fender flare for the Bubba Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics Mustang. And this is the car you will see in the booth at SEMA, booth 24125 at SEMA this year, Bubba.
Yeah, man, so it's, that was the first step, was getting these things mocked up and getting them on the car, taking those measurements so that we could get them off to American Racing. Now American Racing has them, so now once I know that those products are getting ready to ship from, of course, California,
sure.
Once those things are getting ready to ship, we've got about 7 days from there. That's when I'm going to go full production on this body kit install. So over the next, I'd say, 3-4 weeks, that's when this car is going to go into full paint and body production, which is going to be then getting all of this final fitted, getting everything drilled, getting all the nut certs put into the fenders, into the quarters. I have to do a lot of trimming so that you have tire clearance, because you're now going to move the tire out, which is going to ride in the center of that fender
wheel
now, essentially. So you do a lot of modifications. This is a permanent change to the vehicle. So you are doing a permanent modification to your front fenders, kind of easy. If you ever wanted to go back, not hard, you buy 2 new fenders. But in the rear quarters, you're doing a very severe modification there, because you are clearing the entire quarter panel, probably I'd say 1.5-2 inches, to make sure you've got great clearance, especially once we get this thing out on the road course and you're really flexing that suspension. You want to make sure you've got the clearance as needed without scrubbing tires, scrubbing rim, having any issues. So that is going to be a permanent modification that we do to this car. So if you ever wanted to change it back, hopefully nobody will, being this will be probably a SEMA award winner.
Well, it's a one-off car too.
This is going to be one-off, but it is going to be something where you literally have to replace that entire side panel of the car with the entire quarter as well. So it's literally an extreme install from Extreme Dimensions.
That's right. And Bub, the car will, the Bub's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics Mustang will be going out on the road. Turbinetics takes possession of it. It'll be on display there at their headquarters for a period of time. Ford's expressed an interest, and it will be out at all the big shows on display for people to see in person.
Yep. So stay tuned for it, man.
And we will be.
There's going to be a lot of good stuff going on. We have a lot of product coming in for this thing. The big brake kit coming in, the wheels and tires coming in, the wide body kit is in. It's going to be going on. The Watson Racing roll cage is already in. We've got more carbon coming for this car, the mirrors, the trunk, the deck lid. We've got, man. A lot of custom upholstery being
done
to the car.
Yes, I saw you in the upholstery shop with Greg, our upholstery tech. Yesterday, you were designing the interior. It's going to be absolutely stunning.
Yep, it's going to look really good, man.
It's going to be good.
I'll tell you
what. Will be the last time the car is seen to the public.
Yeah, it is.
Before it is unveiled in Las Vegas at SEMA.
I might even drive it home. Who knows? Nah, I'm not driving back from Vegas.
With only half the body kit on.
Why would I have only half of it on there? If I'm leaving SEMA, it should be good.
That's exactly right. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank the fine crew over at Extreme Dimensions, along with everybody at Watson Racing. Steve, the whole group that's coming together, to Turbinetics, everyone, you know, that's come together to help build the Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Turbinetics one-off EcoBoost stock block 600 horsepower Mustang.
Bubba. And it's not even done yet.
It's not done yet.
Nope.
This will be the last time you see it. It ghosts out after today, Bub. It will go cloaked out and nobody will see it before then. The Bubba's Exotic Motorsports Race and Rally Team will be at Homestead this weekend, Bub. We're racing on Saturday, I think. Saturday and Sunday, or just Saturday?
Saturday.
Tony Franco, Hooked on Driving, will be out there. The motorsports crew will be out there. Gio Hammerback, the rally champion, will be out there with our cars. And we're going to get out there and get on those high banks as well. So we ask everyone to come out and join us.
Yes.
It'll be a lot of fun.
I might drive the track with half a wide body on it there.
How about that? Just do an arrow push or something with it, right?
That's
set it.
Set
up so the car's getting the push right up that bank on that one side, man.
That's it.
Use it to your advantage, right? Yep. So, Bub, until tomorrow.
Just keep on doing it Bubba style.
Ladies and gentlemen, this episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's bubbasexoticmotorsports.com. For the finest in boutique apparel, Miss Outlaw Boutique. The Outlaw is back in town from Las Vegas. She spent 3 very unselfish days out there looking for new products to sell everybody around the world. Shop online, visit at 1200 Town Center Drive, Suite 108. Call her, 561-660-6695. Got to thank the fine people over there at Extreme Dimensions, extremedimensions.com, for all of your wide body kit needs. Check those guys out, man. They're the best in the business. TonyRienzi.com, exotic car guru and salesman of the stars, TonyRienzi.com. Monkey in Paradise, the 2-time double gold winning vodka, and they remind you to please drink responsibly. And finally, Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding largest Cars and Coffee event in the world. We'll be there at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall, 9 to 12, headlining it with the race and rally team. Right there as you pull in, 26,000 people cannot be wrong. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you step out to touch somebody's life in a very positive manner today. Doesn't matter how your day is going, just touch their lives in a positive way. If somebody's hands are full, open the door for them. If they have holes in the bottom of their shoes, buy them a pair of shoes. Payless is cheap. If they're hungry, McDonald's is cheap too. Until tomorrow, let's keep on doing it Bubba style. So, Bub, where does this piece go over here, man?